Hello!
Hi.
Welcome back to our podcast. I'm going to turn the audio down a little. How are you guys? Awesome.
You're good? Good to hear that.
We ourselves are a little out of breath from dancing to Summer Feeling by Lynn and Stella and Charlie Puth.
From the new Scoob movie. Wow.
Okay, what
is
that about?
We should all watch it together.
Yes. Oh,
Scoob.
What is that about?
It's about the history of Scooby and Shaggy and how they meet on a beach.
Oh, we should all go see that.
I think we can rent it.
Oh,
but
yeah, because we can't go see it.
Somebody, I don't know whose idea was this, you rent it for $20.
Oof. Well, if we were splitting that, then it wouldn't be bad at all.
And not spending much money elsewhere these days, so... Why not?
Yeah. So I'm
so Scooby it is.
Stacked up. Alright. Should we get into our first segment?
Yeah.
Show segment about a podcast. Okay, so our first podcast, Anna, take it away.
Usually we do a TV show for this show segment, but this is a podcast show, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it's arguably a show.
A radio show.
Yeah, because they have seasons and episodes, mm-hmm. like a show does. So, recently, Marcy and I have been listening a bunch to Claudia, Saluski, and Phineas. Their We Bought a House podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so much better than I thought it would be. I love Phineas, who
it's
is Claudia's
so
boyfriend. They just bought a house, as you may have gathered. And they started this podcast the week that quarantine started. So it's kind of fun to see, like, what they do each week.
Yeah.
And just, like, they tell really funny stories and, like, life updates. And it's just very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about it?
Well, each episode, they have, like, a general idea of what they're going to be talking about. And my favorite episode Anna hasn't listened to yet, but I already told her about it.
Yay!
They released one yesterday!
For your birthday.
Yeah, on my birthday. Cooking?
Wow, that's pretty fun.
Cooking with Robert Pattinson? Oh my gosh, okay. Guys, go listen to Cooking with Robert Pattinson. One of
but
the
we
best
haven't listened
things
to that one yet, so we don't know. I mean,
one
it'll
past,
be good.
One, from one podcast to another is that they're also sponsored by Anchor. Which is just great to know that they have the same start as we do.
Yeah.
You know?
You can go anywhere. It helped that they were already famous, but...
Yeah, sure.
We're doing it for fun.
They talk about...
So it doesn't matter.
It's pretty funny. They talk about, like, a death threat Claudia's gotten. They talk about their neighbor sending them this letter about them needing to be quiet. They talk about...
Their dog, Peaches, being crazy.
Yeah.
And eating everything.
And Claudia talks about her biggest fear with tampons. And it's just so funny because it happens to her, but she's fine. But you are going to have to listen to episode 8 to find out about that one. And also, they just have such a great take on life and on quarantine and everything. And I'm really... excited to see what they're saying because LA is closed till August.
Till August?
I feel like
what?
Don't take that to heart, guys. If you're one of those California listeners, you probably know better than me what's happening there. But I did hear that on a whim.
Okay,
that's going
whoa.
On.
That's like a big deal.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
That I mean we don't live there, so it doesn't really.
We will do nothing.
But like. They're closed till August, and then what? We're supposed to just go back to school, right? We're not closed till August, but still.
Okay,
that's scary.
Like, there's this band of California schools, and they are all not opening.
Ever? All semester?
I don't think so. Or doing delayed start or something.
Jeez, please.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm just... Quarantine's wearing on me, guys. I'll say it.
Yeah.
This is tough. But also... We've gone into a good rhythm with our walks, so that helps.
Yeah, we have.
Quarantine's
been, like, we've made the best of it this last couple weeks.
Yes, it's helped immensely. I don't know what. Like, when we don't go on a walk, this has only happened
it's
once
tough.
Since we started, but it threw off my whole day. Not gonna lie. I mean, we what's the thing? Seize the day.
We seize the day.
We re-seize the day later. I did.
Yeah.
And Marcy definitely did.
Anna did yoga that day.
Yeah. I said, you know, it's okay. Gotta take things into your own hands sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
And turn it around.
But anyways, there's another podcast, and this is one called Scene on Radio. Anna, take it away.
Yes, okay. This is a new one. I mean, Claudia's was new too, but Claudia's I've listened more to because it's one of those that you just binge. Yeah. Similar to a show, you know.
And it's not... What's great about a podcast like ours, tell your friends this, guys. Post this on Instagram and tell your friends this, is that it's not going to change your life. We're never going to overwhelm you by saying something that is too impactful. It's just lighthearted and fun.
Yeah, a conversation with friends.
You don't need more advice. That's the brand. Mm-hmm. You don't need more politics.
No.
You need fun.
Yes, especially in this time. Crazy. We need lighthearted everything, right?
Exactly.
With a little touch of...
A touch of...
Emotion and world views.
Yeah.
Just a taste.
So this isn't like that.
Okay, yeah. So this so this next podcast that I'm going to share about is not as lighthearted, but it's important.
Yep.
Arguably. Yeah. More important than...
Than our podcast.
Anything. I mean, how not our podcast. More important than Claudia's, probably.
Uh-huh.
Even though Claudia's is fun. Okay, it depends on your mood. I'm sorry. I'm not forcing this upon you. But it's all about the season. There's... I'm sorry. I'm terrible at explaining this. Let me restart.
Okay.
So, this podcast is called Scene on Radio, but S-C-E-N-E.
Oh, Scene.
I'm pretty sure. And there's multiple seasons, which are all about different things. And this season, I think it's season 4 that I'm listening to right now. I haven't listened to any of the previous seasons, so don't worry about doing that. It's all about, like, our democracy and where it is a democracy and where it isn't. And, like, how it was set up to benefit certain people and keep those people in power as a check. Mm-hmm. And, like, just economics and, like, the start. And it's very historical. So it starts out, like, at the beginning and talks about, like, Native American tribes and how they set up their, like, government, kind of, or, like, council. And that was so cool to hear about because it was basically run by 7 women. Who were like the elders in the tribe. And so no decisions were made without those women, which is, was super different in Europe. So when the like Europeans came over and the tribes would talk to them, they'd be like, where are your women when you're making decisions? Because they never did anything without women in the like councils and stuff.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That cool? And so like they were the ones... It made a difference when there was, like, war and, like, people to consider because they had husbands and sons that could die in those wars. Wow. So they would think about that when they were, like, deciding whether or not to go to war. And there wasn't shame put on individuals if they didn't believe in the war and didn't want to fight in it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then I think, like, there was a tribe leader elected by the council in wartime. And then a different one in peacetime. So that... Because there are different strengths for people. Which was just... I don't know. There's more to it. But it was so interesting. And then now the second episode is called Excessive Democracy. And it's talking about the Founding Fathers and how a lot of the concern in the government was like, no, the people are going to have too much power. Like, there's... That's too much democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the, like, lowly regular people, basically, be able to make so many decisions. Yeah. And they retold the story of Shay's Rebellion, which I know you heard about in history class.
Yep.
And we learned it wrong. Or I don't know about you guys, but I did.
So what you might know about Shay's Rebellion is that these farmers, and was Shay one of the farmers?
Yeah.
Okay. They wanted more rights.
Yes.
And so there's this story about them coming... with cannons and going to the courthouse or the townhouse. What am I saying? Townhouse?
Townhouse is on the mind.
No. Or town park. That's a later segment. Okay, so going there and fighting and being violent in order to get rights. And so that's the story you've heard. You've probably written an FAQ about it. You might have taken an AP test about it, and it's a lie. Tell him, Anna.
So, on this podcast, I learned... Also, I love history. So, if you love history,
yeah,
this is the podcast for you, truly. They talked about...
If you love history, donate to our podcast.
Also, donate to our podcast, because I'm telling you the history right now.
We're breaking
history. And doing arm motions that you can't see, but they're here.
A little bit of it. Funky monkey dance.
Yeah. Okay. Shay's Rebellion. Turns out the farmers weren't violent at all. They came to the courthouse or wherever the, like, in charge people were, you know, with, like, okay, technically they came, like, they looked like they were ready to fight because they wanted to show, like, strength and try and negotiate to get better, like, conditions, because all of the rich people had just bought a bunch of bonds from the government, which the government needed to stay afloat. And then all of those rich people were demanding money back for those bonds, and the government didn't have that. So then they started taxing all of the farmers and all of, like, the peasant workers. So obviously the farmers were upset about that, and they were like, we can't pay this. But the rich people that bought the bonds are like, you guys are lazy and just not working. I need, like, you need to repay me. So there was just totally kind of like a caste system is what they were talking about in the podcast. This is not verbatim, but this is the story. Uh-huh. And it was the farmers who were impoverished, and there were people demanding that they pay the taxes to pay them back, and the government putting all the weight on those peasants instead of being like, okay, no, we don't have that money yet. You're going to have to wait, you know?
Yeah.
So the, like, people at the courthouse shot at the farmers, and the farmers...
They fired that, first.
Yeah. The farmers didn't fire at all. They just were, like, in chaos because of the warning shot. Mm-hmm. And then the courthouse people actually fired into the crowd at them, even though they didn't fire at all.
Yes.
So likely it really wasn't a rebellion, technically. It was just, like, how the story is told, because they didn't want America to be seen in a bad light of, like, the rich people
shooting the poor.
Or they explained it better in the podcast, but the way they said it, I was like, whoa, they really twisted that story to make us look better, like, the government.
Guys, also just to check in our life, is that we have a studio audience today, and he fell asleep while we recorded. He's awake now because he heard.
He waved.
Yeah, he's waving. What do you think so far?
Shay's Rebellion thing is nuts.
Shay's Rebellion is nuts, if you guys can hear that.
It just blew my mind because I remember learning about it. Like, the people on the podcast, they were like, did you even remember learning about it? No, I didn't. But I totally did.
That was a huge deal.
But yeah, but history lesson for the day, everybody. Listen to that podcast. It'll blow your mind. And it's kind of sad to think about how America was set up and the injustices there. But it's so important to realize.
Yes. Now next. Time for a
mental health moment.
We tried to actually change the notes of the jingle this time. So this week on Mental Health Moment, we are encouraging you to create something.
Yeah.
With your hands.
Anything. It feels good. You don't even have to show anyone. You can just make for yourself. And that is a great way to express your feelings, or feelings you wish you had, or things that you see on your nice little walks, or, like, simple things that you notice that you think are beautiful or think of, you know? Like, you could write a poem, or write a blog, or just write in your journal. I feel like that's still creating in a way, right?
Yeah.
I have been painting some wood blocks to sell, which has also been nice as a, like, instead of working in a job. But and sometimes I paint this old table just in my porch if
and
I have extra
really
paint.
And it's good.
And it's pretty fun. Marcy, what have you been creating?
Oh, I was going to say this about creating. A lot of times for me, it's not even about feelings. Mm-hmm. It's just about making something. Yeah. And that feels very, like, nice to me. I want to say it feels beautiful to me, but that's kind of, like... cheesy, but it's just nice to see that you can actually do something, you know?
Like, and you feel productive.
You're like, wow. And it's not for any gain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing I would say. Do something that's not for gain, but yeah, that's just for fun. So what I've been doing is cooking. And if you guys want to tune in, I would, you might not be able to because I have a private Instagram, but I make cooking videos and I put them on my Instagram. And yesterday we did creme brulee and it was just so beautiful to me and I loved the colors and I really feel like I'm learning so much about cooking because I've been doing it all the time in quarantine. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because it's not, it just feels like it's for me, you know? And for my, like, the people who are going to eat it, which is nice.
Yeah, so, to give. Yeah. It feels good.
Yeah.
To make something to give. Or another thing, sorry, were you done? Did I interrupt you?
No, keep going. Okay, great.
Did I tell you about that speech I heard in my speech class about creativity?
No.
Okay. This is a great idea. I haven't done it yet, but it has stuck with me since, not last semester, the semester before that, in my basic college speech class. Mm-hmm. But this girl did a speech about creativity and how it's super helpful for your mental health. Mm-hmm. Just to get some things out, some things flowing. And she, at the end, was like, I challenge you to make something, maybe once a week or every day, mm-hmm. and paint or draw, do something creative, and then just throw it away. So that, yeah, so that you're not doing it to impress anyone.
Wow.
Like, truly, you're doing it just to be, just for yourself, to get those creative things going in your head. And I just thought that would feel so good, to make something and then just
throw it away.
Throw it away. There's a little bit of worry in me that's like, what if it's really good and I love it?
Yeah, then but keep it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But it would feel good to be like, nope, you can just throw it away and it doesn't matter.
Wow.
So it's very like no pressure art thing because I know a lot of people are like, I'm bad at art, but I think that is a false statement always.
And that's a way to be like, it doesn't matter if it's bad because I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
So or maybe practice even that. If
throwing it away makes you nervous, like maybe like do it and then put it in a drawer. You know? Like it's not for anyone.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that speech.
Yeah, it inspired
it
me to say
it. Would be so funny if I made something, if I baked something all day and then threw it in a trash can.
Yeah, I guess it's more along the lines of like painting paper, or sketching, yeah. Something, some 2D art.
Yeah, or even writing, like doing a prompt and tossing it.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have those, you're building up that like character repertoire in your head of like, I liked that character. Or like, I kind of liked that she made that choice or he made that choice. And then you can, like, once you're, whatever, done throwing away your art or you start liking it, then you can save it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just a thought. But that creative is, mental moment.
It's time to get into our personal life.
Woo!
And we will be talking about our stellar week, guys.
Yeah, there are some good things that happened.
Big week for our favorite girl, Lydia Messer.
Yes.
Take it away, Anna.
The one and only Lydia Grace Messer graduated from high school this week.
Wahoo! Go
congratulations,
Rebels.
My dear sister. Mm-hmm. She would have graduated on May 15th in Thompson Bowling with the rest of West High School seniors, but alas, that didn't happen. Yeah. So we ended up having a little graduation party at the Green's house, some dear friends, and John Green was also graduating the same day, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a little dinner and celebration, walked right in and had hugs all around, broke the hug barrier immediately, and it felt amazing. And then we also dressed up, which is the first time I've dressed up for anything all of quarantine.
You looked stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Anna was wearing a little yellow number.
Romper.
It was just gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Except I left my hair in that weird messy bun that I put up when we were on our walk in the beginning of the day.
But that it is kind of was fine. The times.
Oh,
weird. A messy low bun is the times.
It was kind of like high.
Oop. Then it was ugly.
It was fine, though. Obviously, I didn't hate it enough to take it down, because I was like, can I just leave it like this? And my mom was like, sure. So, yeah, fun to dress up. We took pictures with the family. It was great. And had a nice little dinner outside on the back porch, and had some speeches and awards, which were funny. So sweet. It was just nice to, like, sit around a table and talk, like, normal, like the normal days, and be free to go inside someone else's house.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that that is so, like, foreign. It feels not allowed.
Yeah.
Because it kind of isn't, but, like, you know what I mean.
Phase one. We're getting there.
So, yeah. That was awesome. Congrats, Lydia. And our other big day was Marcy's birthday.
My birthday.
Yesterday. Wow.
It was really, really, really fun.
Yeah. It was so fun.
I'll give you guys a glimpse of it because it was great. So, primarily, woke up at... What time did we wake up, Charlie?
Do you want a blanket? Oh. Sorry, we're talking.
Our studio audience went to the bathroom and came back. And
he cold over there.
Is cold and putting his hands in his sleeves, which is something Charlie always does, but refuses a jacket or a blanket.
I didn't bring a jacket.
You didn't? Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Okay, we dressed our studio audience in a warm jacket and a blanket.
That's what you get when you're a guest on the Real Pod.
Yeah, you get only the best treatment. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll make you a snack at the 30-minute mark.
Sounds good.
Okay, great.
We pay attention to you.
And
maybe more than you pay attention to us.
But that's how we like it, because this podcast is lighthearted. It is not supposed to be life-changing. But it probably will be.
At this rate, it might.
Okay, so, my birthday. We woke up at, 9?
Yep.
Charlie woke up at 7:30. And my mom comes in my room. Okay, Charlie is staying at my house. And my mom came in my room. She goes, Marcy. And I was like, what? She goes, Charlie has already showered and is already awake. And I was like, okay. Thank you, Mom. She was like, I can't believe it. And he... But it was because he'd woken up at 7:30, which is, like, pretty early, you know? But anyways, it's totally fine. I just thought I would tell everyone that detail of your life. So then we went on a walk with Anna at the Greenway, like we always do. I probably shouldn't have said the location, but whatever, because it's fine.
You know,
there's also 4 Greenways in Knoxville. There's a billion Greenways,
and they go all the way through the city.
Yeah. Good luck.
I guess
trying to kill us.
Whatever. Greenway's the place to be stepped.
You don't even know what we look like. Oh, wait, you do. We just rebranded. I know. You were waiting for us to talk about this.
Comparable to Chobani and Fresca rebrand.
I know what you're thinking. Were they on SNL?
No. The answer is yes.
But soon. That's coming up soon.
Yeah. The first podcaster is on SNL. Whoa, sorry.
Yes.
I could not get that out.
First podcast on SNL. Everyone, put your hands up and manifest this with us. The first podcast of SNL. So, it's like we would be a host, but they wouldn't even see us.
What?
Because it's a podcast.
Oh, it would just be our voices.
Yeah.
What if we could get a feature? What if they talked about us on SNL? That would be...
Gosh, that'd be great.
Immediate stardom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do at home? They're looking for things. Oh, it's summer. They've stopped
the season.
No!
Guys, now it's up to you to make us famous.
Tell your friends. If we were on Apple Podcasts, I would say give us a 5-star review, but we're not. So
get us on Apple Podcasts.
Get us on Apple Podcasts.
I read this. Okay,
tell your friends that we're 5 stars just via Insta or something.
We need verbal 5 stars because we can't get a review because we're not on Apple Podcasts. I read a bunch of articles about growing your podcast. Because as you know, Anna and I are rebranding. Anna just made new cover art. It's amazing. Send her your verbal love, because again, you can't leave us a review because we're not on Apple Podcasts. But so anyways, I read something about growing your podcast, and it said you will be nothing if you're not on Apple Podcasts.
What?
And I was like,
we'll be nothing.
I mean, Spotify is like the second gateway, and Spotify, you've loved us from the beginning. Thank you.
And we love you. You're much better.
We're not certified on Spotify because our audience size is 18. And I get that.
But thank you, those 18 people.
But thank you, Spotify, for putting us on the market. You know?
How do we get on Apple Podcasts? Do you know?
No. Maybe I'll just call Apple. and I'll tell them.
Request. I also think, how do we get verified? Do we have to be big enough?
Yeah, you have to have a lot of downloads and viewers.
Everyone download. Everyone tell your friends to download. Yeah. It's like saying stream. I guess still stream, but...
Here's the thing, though, is that, like, the way to grow your podcast is, like, you send everyone you know your podcast, and you have people listen, and you post about it daily and stuff. But it's like, it's not... Yeah. It's like the creating thing. Although we have this dream... We don't really, like, we're not, like, at the end of each day hoping our podcast has a million viewers.
Yeah, I basically never check the amount of listens until we're just on Anchor about to record another episode. And then we're like, that one did good. Stats. And that one did fine.
Yeah, but it's not my dream for people to really, to have a big listener
following. This is so much more for fun than for fame.
Yes.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
Do things for fun instead of fame. That's the motto.
Yeah. We've really taken them through a lot of, like, opinions. Like,
we really started at your birthday.
It was all for them, and they didn't have to listen. Uh-huh. Then it was their job to get us on SNL. And now it's back to being just for you to listen and do nothing.
But
so don't tell your friends about it.
Unless you really want to. Would not be mad at all. That I would not take offense to you sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing on the gram. You know.
You know.
And with the rebrand, people will be like, never seen this before. What? Is this the same?
That matches my aesthetic on Instagram.
That color is really in right now.
That is the next wave of art.
Those girls are just
beautiful.
Looking.
Those girls look like they're in high school. And that would be because we posted that picture in high school. Because
that now picture was taken in high school.
But it's great.
It's funny that is the best one that we...
Anna and I have this chronic problem of not taking a photo together. We take pictures of each other.
And they're bad.
Yeah, but the pictures, it's almost like we're so out of practice that pictures we have together are just chronically bad.
Yeah, they're not the best. We're both kind of like,
that one birthday?
Not bad,
but we were trying really hard.
Everyone was in a picture mood that day.
Yeah.
I think, maybe I brought my camera that day or something.
Yeah.
Because I was like, ooh,
birthday. I think that was, it was my birthday, but it was... Mary Simpson and Kate's graduation party.
Oh,
remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was really
fun. I remember
fun.
It was like a multi-party, multi-subject party.
Yeah, and then we went to Mary Simpson's and slept over. Yeah. And then we graduated the next day.
Woohoo! Wow!
That was
speaking
a big
of graduation,
time.
That was
Lydia.
Fun. I like graduating.
Did we even talk about it? Oh, we did.
Yeah, we just did. Wait, back to your birthday.
Oh, yeah. We woke up. And then we went on the walk. Hope you don't find us. And then...
Didn't stab us on the green.
We went back home and made avocado toast with...
Nice.
Charlie said we should put red pepper on the avocado. And I was like, genius. So we put red pepper on the avocado, and that gave it a great little spice. If you guys were hoping to spice up your avocado toast, that's the secret.
Like, what kind of red pepper? Like, red pepper flakes?
Flakes.
Like that comes with pizza?
Don't do a ground red pepper. I feel like you guys, I didn't have to say that, but red pepper flakes. Okay, and the other thing you could do, this was a little bit excruciating, is that you can squeeze a lemon on your avocado, and it is just really heavenly.
Flavor galore.
So good. It makes the avocado taste so fresh.
As Graham would say, a lot of moving parts, but in a good way.
My brother did say a lot of moving parts for no reason last night.
And then again this morning.
Really?
Yeah, about the burrito, and I noticed.
Oh, this burrito has a lot of moving parts. It was a tortilla, eggs, and bacon. I guess there's kind of a lot of cheese.
There's some kind of sauce in it. It was really yummy. Yeah, there was cheese in there.
Graham pulled this burrito out of nowhere, and it was gorgeous.
Delish.
It was great. I ate mine and Anna's.
I really loved it. I just lost my appetite, unfortunately. That's been happening these days, but that's all right.
Totally fine.
Trying to retrain my body to be better about that. But
to be hungry.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Last week I was doing really good, and then this week, depends on the day. But we're
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's like you know, all those things that be say, like, be kind to yourself. Usually I don't. I'm not like, I don't hate myself. This is fine. But sometimes I will get down on myself about, like, progress for things like anxious fears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that has been manifesting itself into... This is kind of another mental health moment of vulnerability, but that's ready?
Mental health moment.
But, yeah, the anxiety just takes my appetite away, so I just won't eat for, like, half the day, and that is obviously not healthy, but it just is a mental game. So, I've been trying to just retrain myself and my body based off the great advice from my dad, who is basically a therapist now, actually, in my life. Graduated in August. Wow, congrats. Almost congrats. But, yeah. So, last week I was doing really good.
Oh, what was his advice?
Oh, that, like, when I feel, like, scared to do something, I should just do it as, like, soon as you can. Like, just go and make yourself do it instead of sitting and thinking about how you're going to have to do it later.
Wow.
Because that never feels good.
That's what we did today.
Yeah. And to, like, when you feel... Exactly. When you feel bad and tired and, like, you want to roll up in a ball because you're anxious and scared and sad, like, do the opposite and go do something active where you're not, where you're, like, the opposite of curled up in a ball and you're, like, playing. Mm. And when you feel tired, like, too tired to do something active, that's, like, when you should, like, go try. And it has been helping a lot. So, like, today I started feeling kind of weird and then we went and played tennis and then went on a walk and that was great. So, anyway, that's been helping a lot. But then I was like, wow, that really fixed it. And then I started feeling weird again, so...
Right when we came back in?
No, just in life. Like, just the past few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Just off and on. So I was reminding myself, or, like, giving myself grace with, like, okay, it's a process. It's okay if it's not fixed immediately. Like, the first thing you try, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's okay to have, like, good hours and bad hours and good days and bad days because, like, you're doing what you can and you'll get there. And it is okay if it's not fixed automatically. It's not my fault, you know? So, been trying to be kind to myself in that way, and you guys should too. But that was a little side mental health moment that I don't know where that even came from. Oh, the appetite about the burrito.
Yes.
But... Props to you, Graham, for those burritos, because they honestly were delicious, Graham. The few bites that I had.
Okay, and I was wondering if you feel like this. When you, I've heard this from some people, and I used to feel this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't, like, if I had, like, a barrier because of anxiety, then I would always say, I'm just back to square one. Like, all of my progress is gone. But it was really just, like, it does feel like no progress. But it's, like, you have to find these different avenues of coping, and it's, like, something works for a while, and then it doesn't work. So you have to find a new thing that works, and then it doesn't work. And, like, you just find all these new things, and then you use your old things and whatever.
Yeah, you just gotta try.
Yeah.
In different
ways.
It's,
like, a trial and error.
And even if it feels like it's back to square one, it's, like, okay, you could feel like you're going backwards a little bit, but it's just part of the process, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you have still, like, done good things for yourself. Like, that doesn't cancel out all of the, like, good effort that you've put in.
Yes.
And the things that you've tried. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were kind of saying? So, yeah, well said.
Thanks.
It's like, yeah, no need to be mad at yourself for feeling like you're back to square one, even though it's frustrating.
And it is truly frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all of the problems... Okay. the birds have come to be the...
Whoa.
The studio audience. We're going to pause. Okay, apparently the birds are here to stay, so sorry. I was going to say, things in your head really are just truly frustrating, and they do feel like you'll never leave them, and you will. But I feel like kind of what's true most of the time is that you can't get out of your head by yourself. Like, you're going to have to admit it to someone.
Yeah.
So that would be, like, advice if you... No one asked for advice, but you know... If you guys happen to be going through something in your head...
Talk to people.
Like, today?
They really care more than you probably think.
Yeah.
Like, it helped the most talking. I just, like, was really struggling at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And I finally was just, like, dumped everything on my mom. And I was like, here's what's happening. And I haven't told anyone because I was scared and, like, didn't want to be, like, questioned or talk about it again. And then I told my dad a lot because my mom told him stuff, too. But it's been so helpful, like, talking to him and to both of them. And then I talked to you. Mm-hmm. And you were so reassuring because you were like, I have felt those things and me and all your friends are just here to love you and support you and we want you to do well. So, like, it's never a burden to explain, like, your troubles to us.
Yeah.
Which was, it's just encouraging to hear. Even if you think you, like, know that, which I do. Like, I know my friends care about me. It just is nice to hear that.
That it's not a burden.
Yeah. Again, just a reminder. That's a great reminder. Sorry,
what were you going to say also? I feel like people in general are very afraid that when they admit that they aren't, like, happy or going through something good, then that friend will, like, not want them anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or,
you know, studio audience?
Yeah.
Or that it'll, like, I always think, like, my troubles that feel really heavy on me are also going to be a burden on the other person. Like, they're going to be just as heavy for them, which isn't true.
Right.
Because when my, when friends tell me what they're going through, I want to help them carry that. And it doesn't feel that
heavy. You don't feel it heavy. As hard as the person going through it.
Definitely not. And it just feels good to share.
And thank goodness, you know?
Yeah.
I would not want someone to feel how I feel when I feel bad.
No.
But I do want them to be there.
Yeah, and it does, like, feel lighter when someone is helping you carry it, even just by verbally explaining it. It's like, okay, someone else knows, like, I don't have to keep this a secret. They understand and they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll help me if they can. But, like, it just feels good to say it, you know?
Yeah.
Talk about your troubles. So, wow, so many mental health moments.
But that also was getting into our life.
Yes.
It was
that's so
both.
True. That's so true.
Let's get into our life. I don't remember if that was it the first time.
I feel like that was
we did the same notes, though.
Yeah, it's helped the hand motions. I was in choir, but I'm assuming that is exactly how it goes. No wonder it's so helpful to have a pain doctor. I did not ever understand.
Yes, just everything. I always thought that, too. I was like, all they're doing is swinging their arms.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're behind those arms... in front of those arms, if you're the choir member, then you really need them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just to follow perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah,
she follows me perfectly.
Okay. Back to Marcy's birthday again.
Still my birthday.
Like a third time.
You made avocado toast. You could put lemons on it.
Lauren.
Not yet?
My bad.
but great. I forgot about that. So... thank you, studio audience. All right. Next, after breakfast, we were full, but I was like, let's go play tennis in the street. Bang! He just gave me a finger gun. If you guys were wondering how the studio audience reacted. So, we went and we played tennis, and we got to 35 in a rally, which was pretty great.
Wow.
And that's by the big. Way, this isn't real tennis. This is that we stand in the street in front of my house and play
and
hit it back and forth. So no net.
Honestly, more fun.
It is way more fun because when your ball hits the net, that hurts your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then you have to run and get it more.
Ooh, yeah. There is a lot of running in street tennis because we do live at the top of a hill. So...
hurt. Yeah, higher stakes. Like, you gotta hit it.
But also, athletic training.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I just want you guys to know that I, for the first time in my life, I'm putting my hand in the front pocket of my t-shirt. And I love it.
Pretty comfy.
It's impractical, but...
it looks like your fingers are gone.
Yeah.
It just is funny.
My knuckles are really prominent, though. All right.
Birthday tennis, then.
Birthday tennis. Accomplished. And then it started raining. Right when we hit our last rally. Perfect. So we're like, bang! So then we went inside.
I love watching the sound.
Spike. What's it
called? Yeah.
Yeah. So then we film on GarageBand now, by the way. So anyway. then we...
Stormed.
Oh, so it stormed, yes. And we sat on the front porch and watched it. So that was really nice. And then...
That is pleasant. I was on my porch.
Really?
So, on a porch with you in spirit.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I totally forgot this. But when we came home from the walk, my mom had made this giant balloon arch, like two of them, and put these 20 balloons up, and my brother and my mom had made it, and it was just so fun. So and the cute. Balloons were giant and pastel, and beautiful. It was just so sweet. So nice of them to be so nice to me.
Fun for photo ops later.
Yep. Yeah. So then, the rain kind of stopped. So then, my mom came home, and we hung out with my mom, and we were like, the whole time we were talking, we were like, we're going to play a game. Oh, yeah, we're going to play a game in a couple of minutes. I'm feeling like we're going to play cards, and we're going to play a game. Guess what? We never did. We never played one game. But that's okay, because something better happened. I got a knock on the door from my friend Lauren Wilson.
Lauren!
And I was like, what? Lauren!
Oh, I love her.
So then she came in.
Love you, Lauren Wilson.
Love you, Lauren.
Hopefully you listen to this whole thing.
Yeah. If you listen 41 minutes in, then you would hear about your future.
Yeah.
She probably, like, heard... Well, she doesn't listen to this, but if she starts listening to it, she's like, OMG, birthday segment? Mm-hmm. Maybe they would bring up how I'm there.
And then we
break
segments?
From the birthday segment three times. Okay.
The Claudia and Phineas talk about that a lot. Like, they'll tell a weird story at the end, and they're like, if you made it this far, like, you won't judge us for that. Like,
yes.
This won't make you click away, you know?
Right.
If you've listened to this whole thing.
Also, so. I'll, like, pause a podcast, but I usually finish it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can always go back to it, and it's just another story. Like, it's not hard
It's not hard to pick up on.
Yeah.
But anyway. Lauren Wilson came over.
Yeah, she came over, and then we hung out for a long time, and... She gave me a gift, and it was so nice and so fitting to me. It was earrings and a hair tie.
Perfect.
Which is perfect. So.
We'll use.
Yeah. We'll use. Loved it. So then Lauren left, and then I don't remember what we did. Oh, then we hit a downfall.
What?
We got really tired.
They tired.
Charlie they just tired. Looked at me with so much concern. It said, when? It wasn't a fight. It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was that we got tired.
Not me and
Marcy. Yeah, never us. Come on. But I actually am lying because when Lauren left, we did the cooking segment. We made creme brulee like I talked about.
But you were tired.
And we did get in a fight then, guys. But it wasn't a fight, and it wasn't Charlie and I. It was my mom. But
back
it was,
to family fights.
But it was honestly a 3-minute fight, and it was pretty good.
Funny.
It was funny too. Like, we looked at the... Okay, so the thing is that we record everything we do because it's a cooking show. And then I edit the video. That's also a fun part of the creativity of it, mm-hmm. is, like, the edits. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. So then my mom said, put these two ingredients in. But I could have sworn on my grave that she said, put these three ingredients in the mixer all to start. And then we'll mix in the other stuff. So I put... the one egg, the 4 egg yolks, and the 1/2 cup of sugar in. And she goes, no. You weren't supposed to put the sugar in. I told you not to put the sugar in. And I was like, it's going to be fine. And I just really dismissed that I was wrong and
it's
tried
to move
it on. It's
fine even though it's wrong.
Yeah, it'll be fine even though it's wrong. And I turned on the mixer while she was talking. So it was a little bit mean. But anyways, I didn't intend it to be, and then I was being kind of mean to my brother, my mom told me later, and she was right when she told me the things I had done. I was like, you're right, because my brother was like, I'll record your cooking show, and I was like, no, Charlie's recording it, when my mom was like, you can both record it, like the amazing first grade teacher she was, knowing those simple solutions.
Perfect.
So anyway.
Compromise.
And then I said a slight I'm sorry to Graham, but it wasn't a full apology.
Like a slant rhyme.
It was just a little, I'm sorry. And then moving on.
With a shrug.
Quickly. Not a half swallow of the pride, but not whole, you know? So anyway, we do our cooking show, then I really got tired, and so did Charlie. So we made coffee, and then... We attempted to watch Next in Fashion, but right when that happened, we had to do more with the creme brulee, and then...
It was a process, for sure.
And then my mom was like, oh, when's Anna coming over? So then I went up to get my phone, and Anna was like, hey, I'm in my car to come over. And I was like, perfect. So then,
because I had texted her 25 minutes before to be like, "Fine, if I come over soon,"
and then yeah, I was like, and I "It's six. Reply.
I'll just come."
Yeah.
So I just went in my car and was on my way. So perfect timing, really.
Yeah, it was great. So then, and this is the last thing we'll say because this segment's kind of long. But this was my favorite part. So I wanted to put on a cute birthday outfit, and so Graham, Charlie, Anna, and I all the three of them all sat by my bed. I don't think you were all on the bed, were you? Yeah. I think you were. Yeah. You all sat on my bed, and I would come out in different outfits, and you guys would tell me about them, and it was so awesome.
It was fun.
First, well, they don't need to know that. They don't need to know what I tried on. But I settled on a navy and white striped 3/4-inch shirt, jean shorts, and a belt my grandma just gave me. Okay, so then just a quick recap of the night activities.
Mm-hmm.
Had dinner with the family plus Anna and Charlie. Then a couple of my friends came over. I know that's controversy, but it happened, so might as well own up to it. Which
it
was really fun.
And we gave hugs. And I'll stand by that. Sorry to expose us, but sometimes you need that just for your mental health while we're on the mental health game today. Anyways, keep going, Marcy. It was
okay,
great.
Yeah, so.
I love you. Should I say their names?
No.
Love you, attendees.
Well, yeah, we can say their names.
Alex, Kate, Mary, Haley. All my love. And all of Marcy's and Charlie's love, too. I'm just saying it for them.
And Graham's. Graham was there.
And Jeff Mellon.
Yeah, so... Yeah, thank you, Anna. Anna went ahead and like defended my life right there. Thank you. So, anyways, that did happen. And so, anyways, it was fun, and we played games and
10 out of 10 creme brulee.
Yes, and I gave them some creme brulee, which was great. All individual dishes. No one's sharing dishes these days.
Don't worry. The perfect crack on everyone.
Oh yeah, is the crack of the caramelized sugar looks like a nice glass, and then you crack into it to get to the custard. It is
chef's
lovely.
Kiss.
Put a little mint from our little mint plant on it. So
it's homegrown.
Just kidding. We bought it as a plant, but we put it in a pot and water it. You know,
homegrown. Farm to table.
Not from the store. From the farm. We put mint on it and blueberries. I would say definitely try creme brulee for yourself. If you have a kitchen torch. If you don't, you can bake. You can put the sugar on the custard, and then you can bake it in the oven. It'll do the same thing.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. So.
Talk about a life hack.
Yeah.
I would have made creme brulee years ago if I had known.
Yeah. You would have, wouldn't you? So maybe it is life-changing then.
Yeah.
But anyways, so. It was really, really fun. I loved it. I felt so loved. It was just the most fun I've ever had in a whole day. It was the perfect day ever. So
into her
20s. Guys, a full circle if you listened last week. I watched the finale of Next in Fashion.
Few hours I should gonna ask you after this was done.
And
amazing.
I totally understand the Daniel thing. I don't think he's hot. Uh-huh. But I do love him. I just loved him so much.
Also, for the record, Lydia thinks he's hot too. So I'm not the only one, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's hot.
That's so. All right. That's okay. To each his own.
It's 2-2.
Did you cry when their families came on?
Yeah. No, but like...
I did, everyone.
I was emotional. When her dad cried during Minju's collection.
Oh my gosh. Also their collection. And when he helped her with the dress.
Yes!
So sweet.
Yeah, they helped each other. Well, really just Daniel helped Minju with the final design for her showstopper piece. And it was awesome. And that's probably what made her win. And Charlie thought you said Daniel won.
No.
And when Minju's line came out, he goes, "Whoa, I really think that Minju should have won." And I was like, I just was like, "Oh yeah, what?" And he was like, "Didn't Anna say Daniel wins?" And I was like, "I don't know."
They were so good. He was like, "With the lines were really impressive."
Then when they were like, "The winner is Minju," Charlie would be like, "What?"
It was awesome. Threw him off scent.
She deserved it. That.
Yeah,
she really did.
For sure.
Dress? Wedding dress? Not bride's dress?
The bride's dress.
Made me want to wear it.
The bridal dress.
Made me want to get married. That's what,
In that
and
dress.
Wear that at my wedding.
He was covering up for saying he wanted to wear that.
I want to wear the dress.
He does.
Basically.
So he wants to throw the veil off and have it be the train. That was the show-stopping thing, guys. She had a veil on, and it was so big that when she threw it off, it became the train of the wedding dress.
It was brilliant.
Life was in slow motion during this.
But it, like, connected, and was there, like, an elastic kind of in it where you could, like, take it off? How did they fix it to where it would
connect? They changed it from being an elastic to a string.
Oh, yes. So you can pull the string out, and then boom.
And Daniel figured that out in, like, 0.2 seconds.
I know. He's like, what?
And you had no idea what to do.
That's the benefit of working with other creative people and why I could never do freelance. Because it helps so much to get other people's input and ideas.
You need the brainstorm.
That's why I needed you guys to finalize the Real Pots new cover.
Yes.
Because I was like, I just can't make this decision on my own.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and because you're my co-founder, so I wanted you to like it.
Yeah.
But it is just so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, love you, Daniel and Minju. Amazing.
Yeah. And we love you, Real Pots. And I think that's all we have.
Real Pots listeners, all my love.
So bye, team.
Cheers.